Hi, everyone. This is Dr. Denise. This is the Dr. Denise Show, and this is the Embrace Your Neurostyle and Beyond series. And I'm incredibly honored to kick off the September series with Beverly Bergman. Beverly Bergman is a champion for children who are at risk and with developmental disabilities, an author of prayerful prose for personal reflection, inspiration, emotional health. She has played an integral part in maintaining and introducing music instruction into the greater Los Angeles area since the 70s. She is chairman emeritus with the board of directors for Young Musicians Foundation and has funded the Bergman Technology Labs, where music technology programs explore the ways in which music engages with technology through composition and the performance process. Beverly graduated magna cum laude from Pepperdine University with a bachelor's degree in communication and data processing. She holds a Master of Arts in Spiritual Psychology from University of Santa Monica and postgrad certificate in Consciousness, Health, and Healing, additionally from USM. She's an ordained deacon and elder with the Presbyterian Church, and she's also the co-founder of the Holiday Wish List Toy Drive for Share. I've got a mouthful with you, Bev. And later this year, she's been working on her books, Love, Life, and Light. They're going to be released in divine time. I also want to say that I know Beverly as a dear friend, and she is part of the Ascension Media Space, the spiritual quantum field, and is the Legacy of Love Ambassador. Beverly, thank you for joining me today.
It has been just joyful knowing that this day would come, and I'm filled with joy. I mean, within me, there is just the sparkle of light that's one with you, even though we are apart and we're through our headsets. It is so connected. We are so connected.
Well, and I made the choice for those listening. I usually say, oh, read the bio, but I really wanted to elevate and celebrate this moment in time. Today is September 12th, 2022. And we're also celebrating, you know, Bev can talk about her belief system, but I believe that our soul's eternal, and it's happy eternal birthday to Ted Bergman today.
Right. Beautiful timing. And nothing in that line of timing is by chance.
Absolutely. So the secret's out. Beverly is one of my dearest friends and souls on the planet. And we've actually thought about doing this particular show since December of 2021, but we held this timing in abeyance because when you're looking at this title of this series, Embrace Your Neurostyle and Beyond, and that we all process and perceive things in our own unique way, Beverly and I needed to get some other stuff. I call them the linears and the non-linears. The linears are the different tasks on earth to really get those done before you can elevate some creative flow. So Bev, hasn't this been the right timing for this today?
Yeah, I'm glad that you know, there are a few things. Number one, I really treasure that you stated that we are dear friends. That's important because we channel our communication so quickly, and so much is accomplished, in that time period. And when you mention the linears too, I mean, we support each other's as friends in knowing, and respecting our timelines because, you know, things pop up in your life and you need to address them on this earth plane in a linear way to be, let's say, to really hold respect and integrity for who you are.
Absolutely. I just really appreciate. So we all have friends, fortunately, right? Anyone listening. And then we all have like the need for earth stuff, like food, shelter, clothing. And then there's times when we have our bigger goals in life, whether you're a teacher, a parent, a doctor, a musician, a scientist. And one of the big, big passions for me about the word neurostyle, it birthed the concept of Embrace Your Neurostyle and Beyond, was ignited by my intentionality of kind of showing everyone the power of our words. And the word neurostyle sounds so fun and hopeful. And that's really the shame buster, destigmatizing with mental health. It was when I was in this aha moment before I spoke at the Dalai Lama's Body Mind Life conference on neurotypical versus neurodiverse. But then for me, neurostyle has taken on so many meanings for all of us. And like really knowing how to describe your feeling state, your emotional state in a way that someone gets you on a more vulnerable level. So it's gone way beyond anything to do with just mental, my doctor role on planet Earth, my adult and child integrative psychiatrist. So Bev, I would just love to have you weigh in on that, the concept of embracing your neurostyle and what it means to you.
Well, when you first introduced it to me a few years ago, I mean, there was an awareness, a light within. And the words that come to me, you'd mentioned in your just explanation now, that the aspect of vulnerability, which is really, you know, which is really beautiful, because when we are vulnerable to ourselves and that innocence, we are so free. And that's one aspect that really came into fruition, mind, body, and soul for me, in having that aha moment of understanding what neurostyle was, because it was a full body experience. There was absolute freedom of me within, without, to just be. It was okay. And there was, all of a sudden, there was an awareness of various aspects of my characteristics and personalities of the past as a child and such, that I realized that we're all me and all part of this uniqueness, truly the unique essence of my neurostyle. And it was exquisite.
So that, I'm hearing this as though I've heard it for the first time. And it sounds like for all of us, sometimes we look at ourselves or here are the things I'm really great at. Here are the things I'm not so good at. And the whole concept of embracing your neurostyle is looking at, I have things that, I have to be honest with you, everyone, I literally have like dangerous events happen to me in the kitchen. I literally dropped a knife on my foot, and I did that in May, and then I ended up having an infection. And then I don't know what I was doing. I was in this space of cooking Brussels sprouts, my favorite vegetable on earth. And I burnt my throat just being like, cause I just wasn't being so careful. And so the old me would have, like, way before I've learned how to embrace myself, I would have been like, oh my gosh, danger, danger, kitchen, you should never go there again. But the new, that this me with the Embrace Your Neurostyle is, okay, you need to work on common sense. You need to be more deliberate. You need to be careful. You need to cut the Brussels sprout. So for me, I have this term, I call them like Deniseisms, and it's my way of embracing what would seem like flaws and like really looking at them in a different way and looking at, well, here are all the things that are my superpowers. Here are the things that are my strengths and my weaknesses. And so embracing your neurostyle and beyond,
Denise,
is an all-encompassing, non-shaming. You don't have to have a psychiatric diagnosis. It's literally for all of us, and even different ways we can talk to one another.
Denise.
Wow. Okay, everyone. Sometimes it's either the internet or Zencast, or just drops. It just drops out of nowhere. And what I have learned to do, this is another example of how to embrace your neurostyle. The younger version of me would have been like, oh my goodness, how can this happen? But the new version says there's no coincidences. And I talk about adaptive versus restrictive perfectionism. So I've lost Bev, but I'm going to have her back for part two, right as we were talking about how to embrace all the parts of who you are. Okay, everyone, so thank you for listening to part one, and then we're going to have part two. Thank you.